Well, Joe, I've been involved in a number of international Irish business networks, and I've worked in the online space a lot, using sort of social media and digital marketing stuff to communicate. So I think the survey was a great way to start that dialogue to help us gauge the sort of feelings and ideas of the Irish and Limerick abroad specifically, in helping us inform future decisions to include them in our journey forward in Limerick.
Mm. Now, I presume one of the things you're trying to do here is not make it sound highbrow, because that can put loads of people out there off. They're going, oh, this sounds a bit academic and maybe a little bit up in the air for me.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, good point. It's totally inclusive. And, you know, when we speak about the diaspora, it's a bit of a large anonymous animal. But I mean, to me, like, I'm thinking what we're talking to is, you know, a guy my age who went to Australia 20 years ago and, you know, maybe he's in touch with a few of his family, but has lost touch with his friends and has a vague idea what goes on in Limerick, but doesn't really know. And hopefully if we're in a mechanism to enable him to see the positive stuff that's going on, and he might be, you know, I don't know, a graphic designer in Sydney, and he might have kids and think, you know, I wouldn't mind moving back, but I don't really know what's happening. You know, hopefully we can inform about industries and jobs and stuff, positive stuff that's happening here, practical stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's funny, we have somebody from the Limerick Association in London on this programme, for example. They will be able to tell us more about what's happening in Limerick than we often know ourselves. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. And I suppose part of it, as the guy was saying, we're kind of, in a sense, the historical kind of reality has been that if you leave, you're gone, really, you know. Now, myself, I grew up in Killeady in West Limerick, and I went to school in Munchins, and then I was leaving in 69, and then I left, and I was gone, really, and I joined Foreign Affairs and travelling and etc. But all throughout the years, you know, my identity, when people would ask me anywhere around the world, where are you from? I'd say I'm from Limerick. I was Consul General in New York from 05 to 07. So my big epiphany was to realise that while there's this, you know, I don't know, 35, 40 million Irish Americans who are passionately, as I say, Irish, but in fact, their Irishness is really a description of the kind of American that they are. It's an internal American tribe thing. And a lot of them, frankly, and this is a bit of a shock, are not that interested in Ireland directly. However, there is a route into them through one thing, culture. The songs, the stories, the heritage, the values that we all share together, whether you're brought up in Brooklyn or whether you're brought up in Ballylanders. The common denominator between us all is the song, the story, the myths, the legends and the values. And that is actually the connecting point that connects us to all strands of America. But we need to understand that, and Eamon is right about that. So, but if you can come in through that portal, Joe, then a whole incredibly powerful world opens up.
Yeah, I remember doing some work for Adrian Flanley, someone who you may have come across in New York with his Irish American radio program back in the 90s, and really struck when I was over there by the perception among Irish Americans, not perhaps those born in this country who went there, but even in that case, but certainly second and third generation Americans of Ireland. And it was a very fixed picture. Now, maybe it had to do with the fact we don't have the technology we have now. We don't have the travel opportunities.
That's a very good point. That's a big part of the reason why a GLN is probably happening now, because of, like you guys, what you do, you know, that we can, anywhere around the world, you could be having people listening into this now today, you know, and that's a game changer. Also the fact, you know, frankly, you know, cheap air travel, there's just much more communication. And then thirdly, the fact that we live in this very globalised world where businesses in West Limerick have to be global in their perspective in order to survive. And the point here is that our people are everywhere in that world and they want to be connected. But the onus, I think, rests with the home place to do the reaching out. And that's what we're trying to do with the Global Limerick Network.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about the Collison brothers, for example, out in Silicon Valley, and a lot of guys who have made a huge contribution to business around the world and have reached the top of big companies like Unilever, or you think of the Terry Wogans of the world, and you think of others we haven't heard about who've been very successful. They can all help us and we can help them.
Absolutely, Joe. I mean, an example of that is the messaging and feedback platform SensorPro, which we're using for this survey, is a 12-year-old Limerick company with tens of thousands of clients worldwide, set up by a Limerick entrepreneur, Chris Byrne. You know, there's a lot of unsung heroes like that. He kindly let us use the platform, and it's a great tool to use. But he came back from many years in Boston, set up in Limerick, sort of under the radar. And, you know, so the Collison brothers are out there and everyone knows about them. There's a lot more like that. Kemp Corporation in Plassey, a great story. A Limerick guy, Ray Downs, was running it outside in Plassey, as you know, for a number of years. Now he's CEO in Rockefeller Plaza in the middle of New York. He's got a number of Limerick guys working in his office. Someone brought over a Limerick hurling jersey last week to the lads. Right in the middle of New York. You know, there's a lot of unsung stories. We want to bring them out and make people really proud of their city and the county, you know.
I wonder, too, about Munster Rugby, looking at the Irish or Limerick people or the generations that have settled there in the US where rugby is a growing game. Soccer's a great example. Maybe the Limerick FCs of the world should be looking at Limerick people of second and third generation who've played school soccer or college soccer over there. You know, there are huge opportunities, aren't there?
And it's about understanding.